Stockmarketrisk.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, it's Kristen Cavallari. What's better than watching the hot new dating competition, Paradise Hotel, on Fox? Watching it live on Fox. Tonight, one sexy single will be packing their bags and leaving Paradise. Then you get to vote live to help decide who the next guest will be.
I'm all in.
Paradise Hotel, where contestants need to find a date or the door.
Prince Charming, where are you at?
Vote for love live on Paradise Hotel.
Tonight on Fox 20. This May.
Time to turn up with the people we love, our fans. All month long, we're treating our fans like the VIPs you are.
VIP Month on The Real.
With more hotline bling
across the country.
We want to give you this money, honey. Bigger games and bigger wins. Thousands of dollars.
Yes,
plus a daily mayhem giveaway.
We're pulling out all the stops for you and you and you and you.
Weekdays at 3 on Fox 20.
The radio show you're currently enjoying is now available over the counter.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's for
Stand By for News.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport.
Our proposal is pro-American, pro-immigrant, and pro-worker. It's just common sense.
President Trump making another pitch to overhaul immigration.
The president unveiling his new plan, which would really shift the criteria for becoming a green card holder, a path to citizenship in the United States, from family-based to skills-based and employment-based.
Fox's John Roberts at the White House. The plan faces an uphill battle in Congress.
If they can appeal to some Democrats, they might be able to get some people on board there. Keep in mind that there are a lot of moderate Democrats in the House of Representatives. That's the reason they have control of the House.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. On Wall Street, the Dow closing up 215 points, the Nasdaq gaining 76, and the S&P 500 adding 25. This is Fox News.
And now a star is born. On May 16th, 1966, the world welcomed little baby Janet Jackson. Her mother, Catherine, knew exactly what to call her.
I'm going to name her Janet.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Janet Jackson, a star is born.
All right, so it's Janet Jackson's birthday.
Oh, my God, who the hell cares?
I don't know, maybe William B. cares. By the way, yesterday's Baumhauer's winning word winner.
Yeah, I've been trying to do that for a while, man.
And what's the lesson? That's what I keep telling people that, you know, been caller 2 or 4 or 8.
Don't give up.
Keep trying.
Well, yesterday, I think I was 3 and then 9.
Wow.
That's what I always tell the first 5 people, call back immediately.
Right.
And there's a technical reason for that as well. Because you are on the line that just became free.
Mm-hmm.
So if you redial immediately, you've got a chance to get in because you're the first person to know that that line is cleared. Duh.
Right.
Makes sense.
Anyway, I was just calling about the Marty Feldman Eyes thing. That was funny back when, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of dated.
Well, I'll tell our listeners what I told him off the air. That was getting some airplay in South Florida in the early 80s, on the heels of, I mean, Betty Davis Eyes was number one for like 7 weeks. It was one of those.
It was huge. Yeah.
It was like herpes. You couldn't get rid of it. And so that thing came out and it got some play. And, you know, I always went to my boss and said, can I play this? People are calling and asking for it. And he says, no, because Honey Fox is playing that just stuff. We don't need to be confusing our audience with his. So I wasn't allowed to play it because was playing it.
That just came to mind this morning when y'all were talking about Betty Davis Eyes. I can't remember exactly what brought it up. I know you were talking about that video you were in.
Well, yeah, that was a commercial for the very radio station that would let me play the parody. Isn't that ironic?
Yeah, that was that's a cool little clip. I've seen that.
It's, yeah, well, they dressed me as the Sheik and gave
right.
me what they thought were Betty Davis eyes. I don't know how many people picked up on that, but you know,
yeah.
we were all coked up those days and made interesting decisions.
Yeah. It did not show one bit that you were next.
Well, I can point you to a video where you can tell. And it was the best, one of the best ideas, thanks William B., that I've ever had in my entire career, and I ruined it. To the point where they had to assign somebody to, and I really lucked out there.
This isn't the Mama Told Me Not to Come one, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the TV station was so afraid that I would, because these were really big shoots they were doing to make that video.
Yeah, it's obvious in the video.
And if Dumbo doesn't show up, what are we going to do? So they assign
babysitter.
Yeah. But, wow.
You've hit the big time when you get your own babysitter.
I'll bet Bernie probably advertises on some sites that involve babysitter scenarios. Here's Robbie Rouser.
Hey.
Rebel.
Hey, Rebel Rouser.
Rebel.
Well, it's
Rebel.
That's
Rebel.
That Rebel is spelled R-E-B-E-L. That's Rebel.
Rebel. Yeah.
Are you a Rebel or a Rebel Rouser? For future.
Dwayne Eddy, 1958.
There you go.
Look at that. Play it.
That settles it, right?
Dwayne Eddy, okay.
Yeah. Dwayne Eddy.
What's on your mind?
I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, y'all were talking about the movie industry in Alabama.
Yeah.
I think it was the day before yesterday. But one of John Wayne's first big movies in the day was about Demopolis, Alabama.
Whoa.
I did not know that.
It was called The Tennesseans. It was about a militia unit that went to New Orleans. They fought the battle in New Orleans. They come back up the Alabama River to Demopolis. In fact, Old Cahaba is a prominent part of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But they were marching back to Tennessee, came up through Demopolis. It's a great old movie. It's one of the Duke's, I think, one of his first big movies. And it's something you might want to check out. Demopolis, Alabama plays a prominent role in the movie. He gets hooked up with a Southern belle there in Demopolis.
Of course.
And it's a pretty cool old movie.
Cool.
Well, thank you for the insights on that.
Yeah, just check it out when you get a chance.
It was through the movies I learned about Phenix City and all the stuff that went on there.
Mess.
My late dear friend Marianne grew up in Union City. She was, I don't know how many years old, when they finally got electricity to Union City, and she would tell stories about how they kept meat and, you know, survived without it until the rural cooperatives finally delivered.
Yep, TVA and all that stuff.
Yeah. But she said, and she went to Auburn when the female population in Auburn was very, very minuscule. And they had a very strict conduct code that they had to obey, and one of them was no Phenix City.
Wow. Stay away from Phoenix City.
Now, Dave Lawrence's girlfriend, Wendy, would have fit right in there. From
oh, really?
Yeah. Wendy the whore. Oh, my, Craig. Am I being harsh?
Or is she just promiscuous? Or did she actually earn money?
You're confusing whore and prostitute.
There is a difference. He's right. Prostitute is a professional.
Mm-hmm. They're the ones that get the money.
Whores have other...
Yeah.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know.
Well, it's got me looking up the definition of whore on... Google. I typed in whore, and the definition on Google, noun, derogatory, a prostitute.
Wow, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, synonyms. If you Google prostitute, will they say...
It's the same as...
Well, there are multiple synonyms. Prostitute, promiscuous woman, sex worker, call girl. Oh, my. Pro.
One of the things we were... And since
escort, masseuse.
You were just getting praised for your show last night, Joey.
Scarlet woman. I had one literally tell me "Lady of the Night."
Yeah,
I told you that story.
Heard
right?
that?
Yeah.
The
but yes, you. Anyway, let's get off the synonyms for whore.
The feminist whores that have been, you know, on this abortion thing, in scolding or scalding or whatever, the Alabama legislature, mostly men, you know, deciding about women's rights and stuff, all failed to notice one key component, that the law was signed by a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And a CBS reporter named Jerrica Duncan was sent to Alabama and asked Governor Kay Ivey before she signed the bill, where's the money coming from to support people who aren't ready to be mothers or aren't financially stable to take care of a child?
That's not fair.
And Ivy fired back, you can't put a price tag on life.
There you go. She's right. Sanctity of life. They've diminished it.
Well, how about instead of, the money, and yeah, in many instances, public support probably is going to be required. But why don't we teach people the responsibility of creating life?
Exactly. It's a very big responsibility.
You know, one of the saddest things in our, or one of the realities of life is that the first thing stupid people learn to do is make more stupid people.
You know what, Greg? I think right now would be a good time to redeem the word of the day, don't you?
You think so?
I agree, Terry. Yeah.
Get us off this.
Yeah, this is getting too heavy.
I can go back to the synonyms for whore.
No, let's don't.
No,
let's redeem the word.
You hang on that benchmark where you're at with that.
Street walking cheetah?
Now, let's see.
Street walking cheetah.
Jay Quillen. Where's Jay Quillen at?
I'm looking for Jay Quillen.
I don't know where Jay Quillen be.
Hang on. She's around here somewhere.
I know.
Any second now. Jake.
Comes now happy hour with Greg Budell, and here commands caller number 9 to call right now with the Baumhauer's winning word of the day or suffer appropriate sanctions for contempt.
Wow. That number is 272-9228. That's why they're great lawyers. Dan Adelk and Jacqueline Thomas had a good time with them in the studio yesterday. And they're coming back. I hope this becomes a regular thing, like every couple of weeks. And a lot of the folks at Baumhauer's last night were telling me how much they enjoyed them. And nice turnout at Baumhauer's last night.
Oh, yeah,
too.
It was. I love
including Baumhauer. A special guest star appearance from Mommy the Swami. People were asking her to do that.
I heard her do it a couple of times when she came in.
That was done by request. So what do you say we put on the happy music as we run down the call board to see who's going to win? Now, remember William B. said he was caller 3 yesterday and then won at caller 9. So you're caller 1. Try again quickly. Caller 2. Dial us right back. Caller 3. Yesterday's caller 3 won, so call us right back. Here's caller 4. Because it's getting serious. You're caller 5. You are caller 6. You're caller 7. This is the one we hate to take because they miss one. Caller 8. And with whom are we speaking?
Gary G.
Gary G. How are you, Gary G?
I'm doing well, Gregory. How are you today?
I'm fine, sir. Do you have today's winning word?
I sure hope I do. Cayenne.
Cayenne.
Good job, man.
Well done. That is the winning word today, and you just won lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, buddy.
Good job, man.
Thank you, bud.
All right. Let me just ask, were you one of the first 5 callers?
Actually, you'd already gone into talking about something else, and I just hit my redial, and it hit you. And I said, man, I'm lucky today. I'm very fortunate.
Wow. You are, because lunch for two is a nice thing to win. You can redeem that at Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard, where we will continue to gather every Wednesday night, or at the location downtown at 201 Union in the RSA building. At this time of year, parking and climate control comfort is nice. Hang on. Young Joey will be with you in a moment. The cayenne hot sauce, by the way, is something you can buy and take home at Baumhauer's. smooth and flavorful, and it's made with aged and milled cayenne peppers. So that is a bite that is as flavorful as it is spicy.
Oh, everything there is delicious.
Really is. Yeah, I brought home for the hardworking Mrs. Ritterbuttle her grilled shrimp.
Ooh.
That's her favorite.
Good stuff. Lynn likes that too.
And Sho, he likes the second hottest wings they have with gooey fries.
Jeez.
It's college kid food.
I don't know how these kids eat this stuff. It's so hot. I can't do it.
And I have, one of these days, I'm just going to go for broke. I haven't had a pot roast Philly cheesesteak in a long time. And that's, you have to order one of those knowing that you're going to be a little gooey when all is said and done.
Yeah, you're going to need a pressure washer when you're done.
All righty, we're going to check traffic here in just a second. I want to turn your attention to one of our newest sponsors, and it's a company that has a product you're going to want for your home. If you want to save considerable amounts of money on your electric costs.
Wow, who doesn't?
Or if you're in the process of building a home, call Masterfoam immediately and make sure that you have them do the insulation for your new house, because on a new home, they can save you up to 50% by lowering the temperature in your attic to about 80. In the peak summer months, attics can get as hot as 130 degrees.
Yep.
And when your attic is that hot, even that old school insulation, that doesn't do it. You may as well stuff it with pillows or toilet paper from Costco. It doesn't do squat.
True.
Now, if you don't have Masterfoam in your house now, you can have it retrofitted to your home and you'll still save a big chunk of money on your electric costs. Keeping that attic at a reasonable temperature means your system doesn't, and that's the additional payoff to this, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You not only save on your monthly electric bills, but your system doesn't have to work as hard, and that will extend its life. So you win in more than one way.
Cool.
Wade would love to talk to you at Masterfoam. Call him at 802-FOAM. 802-FOAM. It's a pretty simple concept. If you use Styrofoam cups, they can keep your ice in its ice state longer, or they can protect your fingers from the burn of hot coffee. That's what Masterfoam is. It is that concept, except they use it to
And it's modern too, Greg. What they've done is it's nanotechnology. The molecules are tighter together, so it works exponentially more effectively.
You know what? You just raised another value to Masterfoam, because it also creates a seal.
It does.
Keeps the water out.
Because the molecules are designer-made to lock in together, so there is no... I mean, it's incredible what this stuff does.
If you would like to learn more online, go to master-foam.com. Masterfoam.com. All right, it's 4:20. Don't know if I'll have time to roll call today, but I kind of feel like doing it anyway.
Yeah, I think you should.
All right. And first, though, traffic and Rich's forecast.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through your Thursday afternoon traffic. We have a couple of hang-ups on the boulevard. We have an accident at Narrow Lane in the Southern Boulevard. We also have an accident on the overpass over Wears Ferry Road on the Eastern Boulevard. Be careful as you pass through all the busy intersections there. If you're on the interstates, there aren't any problems for you this afternoon. Everything looks great at this time. We also don't see any problems on the 31s if you're headed out of town that way. We also see a lot of traffic moving around the downtown area, so be careful on Columbus and Jefferson. If you're on the backside of downtown and Madison Avenue, starting to see some congestion as well. Be careful and get where you are going safely this afternoon. Premier Places, the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Shoe Station, Hourglass Optical, Bath and Body Works, Cuts by Us, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Alabama News Network, I'm Ellis Askew. A group of bipartisan lawmakers gave an update on what they're doing to fix Alabama prisons. Senator Cam Ward says all the options are on the table, but legislators believe sentencing reform will provide the biggest lift. In April, the Department of Justice issued a report saying Alabama's prison conditions are unconstitutional. The Alabama House of Representatives has approved legislation for an equal pay for equal work law. The bill would prohibit businesses from paying workers less than employees of another race or gender without reasons to account for the difference. It now goes to the Senate for a vote. If you're a history buff or just like airplanes, starting Friday through Sunday, two World War II bombers, the B-29 and B-24, will be at Danley Field for the public to enjoy. There'll also be rides and tours offered. It's all a part of the commemorative Air Force Air Power History Tour. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The forecast starting to sound more and more like summertime all the time. This evening and tonight, the rain chances are not zero, but they're rather small. Oh, an isolated shower, perhaps. Overnight low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow, Friday, should be a very warm day with sunshine and a high temperature in the upper 80s. I think we'll be close to 90 on Saturday and Sunday with a little bit more humidity in the air. Saturday should be dry, but I think there could be an isolated storm possible maybe by late Sunday into Sunday evening and a few spotty storms perhaps during the day on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that, a checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Would you like to get behind the wheel of some serious horsepower? Then kick off your summer at Wind Creek Wetumpka by playing Mustangs in May, because we're giving away not one, but two 2019 Ford Mustangs. You can start earning chances to win now. Then on Saturday, May 4th, and again on Saturday, May 25th, you could be the lucky player who drives home in a prize pony. So come in and play Mustangs in May, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway? Hey!
Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of four select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family's safe. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on him. I think he's a flight risk.
Don't miss the big Tire City Spring Sale. Visit Tire City, Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale and Southern Boulevard and Woodley in Capitol Plaza.
Tire City!
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
All the headlines.
headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Any transmission, reproduction, or rebroadcast of this show is prohibited.
Will you shut up? I can't hear the song in my head.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Oh, mama. It's happy hour. It's Talk 93.1 FM WACV. We are roll calling today at the command of the much beloved and glorious Terry Adams.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Oh, my God.
You gotta have some.
Great Scott.
If you wanna be with me.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Bite me.
You gotta have something.
Excellent.
If you wanna be with me.
Is this some kind of bust?
Well, it's very impressive, yes.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Well, watch it, Norbert.
Cause that's even.
Is that your tongue?
It's too cold for me.
Where have you been?
I'm not trying to be your hottest. Cause that my.
This thing is nuts, man.
It's too low to see.
I know you're probably half gooned on Percocet.
Is it wrong that I was totally aroused by that?
Yeah. Yay!
Nothing from nothing. I'm dying out of here, and I'm not
stopping.
You're
nasty.
Believe you me.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Oh, that's hot.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war on poverty. Yeah. Yes.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
Tell me how fast you have to drive.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
I'll have what she's got.
My stories suck.
Hey, I'm busy. Touch yourself.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'll be back.
You gotta have something.
So stupid.
Nothing from nothing.
You guys suck.
You gotta have
a dumbass.
If you wanna be with me.
Then they're all like 7 or 8 sick ones and you're off with a boy. The mouth and breath. You better keep your mouth
gotta
shut.
Have something.
I thought that just like
something down.
Well,
be with me.
What is it, son?
I don't know, sir. But it looks like a giant.
Whang!
All right. Grades, please.
That was great.
That was a 9-8 to me.
Yeah, that was good. I'm going to give you a 9-8 as well.
I'll take that.
Good. That was really good, Greg.
It's a good comeback because that one the other day, I was ready to just never do it again.
Don't ever.
Better
say
to go.
That.
You know, that. No, that's like when you've hit 300 in the major leagues for 10 years and then you bat 220. And that's nature's way of saying you're not good at this anymore.
Everybody.
So when my 9-8s and 9-9s start becoming 9-2s or even lower.
If and when that happens, we'll approach it.
Yeah. Hey, there's pro wrestlers in the news, Joey.
Yeah.
This happened in Japan, as Harry Truman used to pronounce it. Mm-hmm. A 40-year-old guy in Kanagawa, Japan, named Kenji Abe, works as a pro wrestler under the name Macho Abe Ken. Early on Sunday, he got into an argument with a 47-year-old man over a parking space at a grocery store. That's a real cramped place. And so Kenji attacked him, for real, no fake stuff, pinning the guy on the ground, using his armpit to hold him in place, so he was arrested for assault. Just wrestling.
Yeah. See, I think honestly, I mean, I would not want to get in a fight with an MMA fighter. I would not want to get into a fight, an actual fight, with a professional wrestler.
Why would you do that? I understand. Thank you.
Because those guys, I'll put it this way. If you need to learn how to fake it and make it look good, though, then you probably know how to do the real thing pretty effectively and where it actually would hurt somebody.
I hate to keep coming back to the A word here this afternoon, but guess who had to chime in? Oh, I got a 9.87 from Chuck Courtney, a 9.95 from James Gillespie. Thank you, James. And Michael Goodman gave me a 9.75.
Pretty high marks all around, yeah.
Yeah. I'll take the average of that group.
Oh, sure.
Occasional Cortex had to check in on our new abortion law in Alabama.
Of course.
Making the following statement. Alabama lawmakers are making all abortions a felony punishable with jail time, including women victimized by rape and incest. Of course, no added punishment for rapists. It's going to cover Governor Kay Ivey's desk. See, I can do the roll call. I just can't talk, which is job one for a talk host. She will decide the future of women's rights in Alabama.
What about the child's rights?
Well, here's the thing. Everything she said in this tweet is total crap.
Look at what you're dealing with.
So it took Liz Wheeler to reply, this is a lie. Under no circumstances would women be jailed for abortions. The abortionist would be penalized. Tell the truth, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You're trying to scare women into supporting abortion. Why don't you tell the truth and see if women support your extreme abortion agenda? What Wheeler tried to explain is that Cortex somehow did not register. He replied, it's a felony punishable by jail, including cases of women, blah, blah, blah. So her reply was, it's a felony punishable by jail, including cases of women pregnant by... She's nuts.
Yeah,
but good to know you're here to promote criminalizing medical providers aiding victims of rape. And good job. What a bitch. Ignorant little 29-year-old former bartending bitch. How did she get into Congress? New York, the mayor of New York now wants to be president. I have yet to see one New Yorker say, this is what you need, because he's done such a great job here. Not one prominent New Yorker backing, and he's like most of the Democrats now, he's an open commie.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something, Greg. You mentioned Patton, the movie Patton with George C. Scott. Did you know that he did a sequel to that? The Patton, the Final Days, George C. Scott starred in a movie. Did you know that?
No, I did not know
that. I didn't either. I found it on YouTube the other day and watched it. He did.
You're kidding.
No. You get a chance.
It's on YouTube?
And look at it. It's on YouTube, yeah. It's Patton, the Final Days, and it's George C. Scott.
You know what I usually do when I get a good lead like that? I send myself an email and check it out.
It explains what happened to him, you know, at the end there. It's pretty good.
Well, the whole gist of that movie is that at the end of the war, and, of course, FDR, Uncle Joe, FDR did not believe that Stalin did what FDR was told he had been doing in terms of executing not just war crimes and advancing the Russian army, but killing millions of his own people through starvation and all these other horrible things. He trusted nobody. He was more paranoid than Hitler.
Yeah,
and killed more people than Hitler.
He had purges and killed some of his higher rated officers.
And Patton knew what he was all about, and he said, well, you know, as long as we're here, we may as well take out the Russians, because we're going to be fighting them next. And of course, the FDR's experts didn't want to hear anything about that.
No, and Eisenhower told him, get rid of every Nazi, and he said, well, you know, they made him governor of Bavaria, Patton. He said, well, I'm trying to bring them up to speed so the people won't starve to death, they won't freeze to death, and I've got Nazis in the positions because they're the only ones that know how to run things. And he said, no, Nazis have to go. So he disobeyed a direct order from Ike.
Well,
it was a mess.
Yeah, he was somebody who was, unfortunately, ahead of his time,
big time
in world politics, and he just had a knack for dropping these little bombs at what should have been innocuous events,
yeah,
and then getting himself into all kinds of trouble.
Amen.
If you're interested in home ownership, the man that can make that possible for you, the guy that will work hard, when you call somebody and ask them to do a service for you, you want somebody who's going to be immediately committed to the outcome you're looking for. And when it's home ownership, that man is Morris Capuano. I asked him one time, I said, how many people have you handed the keys to a new home at a closing? And he thought, because he's been doing this for a couple of decades.
Yes, he has.
Thousands. Think about that experience. Wow. There's companies, you can go online and download your entire life history. You want to trust that process?
No.
No, I wouldn't be comfortable with that these days. And then who do you call?
Exactly.
Who's handling my... Well, we don't know. We're a big company. This is what we do. or a man who is watching your situation, watchdogging it to see you through it. Somebody who you can call directly and can answer questions as you're going through the process. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, having just completed my taxes, were it not for home ownership, I would be standing at one of the interstate exits with a cup asking for donations to pay what would have been a horrendous tax bill. That first mortgage deduction is a game changer. No matter what your income strata, that comes in so handy. When you rent, you are giving somebody else that money. So have Eddie Bader find you a home and then call Morris.
There you go.
That would be a good partnership. Eddie's going to be with us tomorrow, by the way.
Awesome.
409-9300, that's Renaissance Bank. Morris has programs for people with limited down payments or maybe a scorch mark here or there on credit. And nobody will work harder for you to make the dream of home ownership come true. Get pre-approved, too, because when you're shopping with a pre-approval certificate, you are holding the ace in the deck of cards. Mm-hmm. 409-9300 for Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank, NMLS number 402669. And their NMLS number is 40. They're an equal housing lender. Bleh. I'm getting all sunnied up here this afternoon.
Oh, don't do that.
I think the heat's getting to me. I'm withering.
It's hot.
We have traffic, which is forecast coming up. And then we're going to meet a new guest on our business break next.
Montgomery Skywatch checking your Thursday afternoon traffic, and it looks like a good time to escape work and head to the house because we don't have a whole lot of problems out on the roadways. The interstates are up at a speed limit right, other than a little delay around the downtown area on 85 South. The boulevard is busy, but everything's rolling along pretty well with one exception, and that is the overpass over Wares Ferry Road. There is an accident there, and they are getting that one cleaned up. We don't have any problems on the 31s. Everything seems to be moving pretty well this afternoon. Just watch the traffic around you. Reinhardt Toyota is selling record numbers of new Toyotas. That means Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is overloaded. The cars, trucks, SUVs, and sports cars have got to go. You're going to save money at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The forecast starting to sound more and more like summertime all the time. This evening and tonight, the rain chances are not zero, but they're rather small. Oh, an isolated shower, perhaps. Overnight low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow, Friday, should be a very warm day with sunshine and a high temperature in the upper 80s. I think we'll be close to 90 on Saturday and Sunday with a little bit more humidity in the air. Saturday should be dry, but I think there could be an isolated storm possible maybe by late Sunday into Sunday evening and a few spotty storms perhaps during the day on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Blair, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Network stocks closing higher for the third consecutive session after upbeat earnings reports from two blue chips, that being Cisco and Walmart. With the Dow rising 215 points, the Nasdaq up 76, S&P 500 up 25, and shares of chipmaker Nvidia surging in the extended session after releasing earnings beating Wall Street expectations. Its shares have climbed 20% this year, but the stock is still 45% below its high from 2018. And shares of Walmart closing higher after reporting better than expected earnings results, as the world's biggest retailer notched its best growth in first quarter same-store sales in 9 years and expanded e-commerce sales, which rose 37%, with online grocery sales providing a big boost. Walmart also warning shoppers that it will raise prices to offset the impact of the White House tariffs on China. However, the retailer's CFO did note that the company will do everything they can to keep prices low. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
And in the house with us today is one of our newest sponsors on News Talk 93.1 FM, a gentleman I met a couple of weeks ago, and quite frankly, as busy as this man is, I was just hoping you'd be able to get in here and join us for a few minutes one afternoon to talk about the incredible product you have at Masterphone. Let's welcome Wade Cannon. Good to have you with us.
Nice to be here.
That would be a good radio name, don't you think, Terry?
Yeah, that's a great radio.
This is the Wade Cannon Show.
Exactly.
And right can I do that?
Yes,
this
of
is the
course.
Wade Cannon Show.
There you go. There you go. Let's talk about, you know, and when you explained it to me, I understood it.
Absolutely.
I am never going to win a Nobel Prize for science. But let's talk about Masterphone as it can be applied to a house that's under construction or in the planning stage, and then how it can help people who already own a home but would like the benefit of significant energy savings.
Well, the biggest thing is on your power bill, you're going to be saving, you know, on a existing house, you can save up to 30% by just spraying just the rafters. And, you know, anybody that's as tight with money, you know, you want to save as much as you can, and that's the biggest thing that we can provide by spraying an existing house. We can also spray anything in construction from the walls to the roof on a new house and save up to 50%.
Wow.
It also cuts about half a ton off your air conditioning system, so that saves you the beginning right there. And so, you know, there's multiple things that you can do, but once you spray, you know, a new house and you go from the bottom of your walls all the way up to the top, and then you carry on up to your ridge and everything else, it pretty much encapsulates your house and it creates a climate control area in your attic.
But given that an attic that doesn't have the foam insulation that Masterphone provides, attic temperatures can get up into the well over 100 degrees, right?
I've been in one that's been up to 135 degrees. It was absolutely nightmarish. You know, you go in, you stay in there. I used to do air conditioning work as well.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was doing air conditioning work, you know, you come in and you see spray foam, and it's like, thank God. Because, I mean, that's just all you can say. And it's pretty hot without one, but with it, you know, only 10 to 12 degrees hotter than what it is in your house, that's pretty remarkable if you ask me.
If you're interested in the energy savings that Wade is talking about here, you can call 802-FOAM. But let's go a little bit further here. Can you explain the relationship between, like, I've got that stuff that comes in rolls.
As far as fiberglass.
And I'm thinking, you know, I may as well put my extra rolls of Costco toilet paper in there for all the good it does. Because I know our etiquette's very, very hot.
Well, us in the foam business, we don't really care for fiberglass because we know what it does. You know, it doesn't do what our product does. And simply because, you know, air can still pass through fiberglass, and that's all there is to it.
All right, if somebody decides, hey, I like this, let's retrofit our home and have this insulation installed, master foam insulation, how long does that take to install?
It just depends on the size of the house. You know, on a retrofit, you know, maybe 2 days at the most on most houses, you know, just a general 2,000 square foot house, something like that. It'll take us about 2 days.
And when you're talking 30% savings on electric bill, you're talking about over time something that will pay for the cost of Masterphone.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, if you base it on, say, a $300 power bill and you can save 30%, you're saving $90 a month. And at the end of the year, you're looking at over $1,000 in savings.
Yeah, I was also thinking, Terry, there's a lot of stuff that we would like to store in our attic but can't because it's too hot up
there
and it would destroy it. I would imagine it's kind of a fringe benefit, but if the attic temperature is no higher than 80 because you have Masterphone in it, then you can put things in the attic
mm-hmm.
that you can't because they would wither in that heat or degrade. So that's one additional benefit. It takes that storage space and makes it more useful.
Well, it makes it a lot easier on the homeowner to be able to store stuff up there. I mean, yeah, who wants to go up there and look through their Christmas stuff? Or, you know, because in Alabama, you know, in December, it's still hot, you know. And so you have to also think about when you have to go look for something that you have stored in the attic. I mean,
now, on the other end, when it gets cold, and we had snow this past year, and it gets, you know, wind chills into the teens and 20s. It works in those instances as well.
Well, a lot of your heat loss and gain is lost through the attic. You know, that's where you lose a lot of it. I mean, heat rises. So it's
a year-round benefit.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So, folks, what I'm suggesting here is that this can be a game changer in any number of ways. Oh, and one other thing that you had talked about when we met was the additional benefit of when your AC unit doesn't have to work continuously or as hard, you also have the benefit of extending its life as well.
I believe it would extend it. I mean, I don't see why it wouldn't if it doesn't run as much. I would like to think that it would. And as being a former AC guy, I believe that, you know, as long as you're still running it, but you're not running it as hard as you do sometimes in the summertime, because, I mean, mine runs nonstop. I mean, I like it cold in my house, but, you know, a lot of people do. You know, you get in this Alabama heat, you want to have your AC working, and it works great with spray foam, and that's just all there is to it, and that's the truth. And, you know, a lot of people that have had this product put in, you know, they can attest to that. I mean, that you know, you get what you pay for, and it eventually pays for itself over time. And what other product can you say does that?
True. All right, so just summing up here, this is a product that, A, can reduce your energy costs, and if you're in the planning stage of building a home or in the process of building one, you'll certainly want to call 802-FOAM to have Master Foam Insulation installed. But let's emphasize again, if you own a home, it is not too late for you to get in on this new technology of insulation to start saving serious money. And, again, the added benefits of prolonging the life of your unit, because it won't have to work as hard to keep your house comfortable, and B, making that storage space a lot more desirable in terms of being accessible and the kinds of things you can put in an attic that you can't now because you're exposing it to dangerous levels of heat. Tell us a little bit more about your background now. You're doing Master Foam. You mentioned you worked in HVAC. You've got quite the pedigree.
Yeah, I've been in the construction business. I started out when I was 16 working in the summertime with my father. You know, so I've done a little bit of everything as far as, you know, being around building and roofing and then AC and then spray foam. I started doing it in 03, 04, somewhere around that range when it was fairly new. Mm-hmm. I believe there was one other company around that was out of Auburn. And once we broke into it, you know, we started doing it and it was a great thing. And then, of course, the economy hurt us all. The construction world really took a hit then. And then now it's starting to, you know, it's doing well. We have a lot of companies out there that does it. And I've seen, you know, I'm not going to talk bad about anybody else's work, but I know my work's great. And, you know, when I walk in and do a job for someone, I want to be able to walk out with my pride and have my name wrote on it. So I do the best job possible. I have a very, you know, great employees that work with me. And we're very capable of doing any kind of job. If it can be sprayed, we can do it.
All right, so if people want an estimate or want to learn more, they can call you at 802-FOAM. That is in the 334 area code. And just about anybody that's within earshot of the station can have it, right?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter where you're at. If, you know, we'll travel. We're not afraid to come and help you save money.
Well, wow. There's a family I know named the Budells that would like to have you come by and give an estimate on our attic.
Yeah, you told me I sold you on it when we first met. So
yeah,
I think that's a great thing, because once you get it done, then you can actually, you know, speak from experience. And then your savings, you can bring your own power bill in and tell everybody how much you saved.
I would love to be able to do that. So we'll look to see you or one of your team members out to take a look. Because we really have a large attic, and it is useful, but there are, you know, the storage capability of it is kind of limited because of the things you can't put up there when it gets so hot.
But that's just a win-win, I mean, all the way around.
You also mentioned that the ceiling power on a new construction in terms of keeping water and stuff out.
Now, I'm not sure the ceiling power.
That in terms of rain getting through the roof.
Oh, okay. If you spray the underside of your deck and say you have a roof leak, it will come through the foam. So it's not like you'll be playing a guessing game of where it's actually located.
Mm-hmm.
So if it starts leaking, it's going to saturate the foam and it will come through.
Okay.
Which, you know, if that happens, something like that, a customer that comes through, we could always go back and retouch that spot up once the roof is fixed.
All right, great. So you've got ongoing support as well.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. All right, we have a question for you. And let me get the name here. Julie.
Hey, it's not a question. It's just a comment. We are big fans of the spray foam. And an extra added benefit on new construction, or if you're redoing a house and you've got the walls, so you have the spray foam in the walls, it also helps with sound barrier between the rooms.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you have a light sleeper or anything like that, it's a great added benefit. I just want to throw that in there.
I'm glad you did. Thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you. Have a good day.
So it acts as a soundproofing.
It does.
That's pretty cool.
And if you have a two-story house, you can spray it in between the floors, and that actually, say, your kids' room's upstairs and you're downstairs, you know, you hear them running across the floor, it will actually deaden that sound, too. So it does actually do, and that's a very good point that she brought up.
It's amazing.
The versatility of this product is incredible. And you don't have to be a Nobel Prize-winning scientist to understand, because you showed us with the styrofoam cup, the paper cup, the concept. That's how it works. And ask the people. I actually save my styrofoam cups and reuse them because they have value. They have value. And I don't drink from paper cups and stuff because you can get that burnt lip thing going on. This is Keith from Santuck with a question for Wade Cannon from Masterfoam.
Yes, sir. I do have a question. My house is about 10 years old, and I had, when I built it, I put R30. The batch you were talking about earlier, and it was horrible. And I went back and ran a machine and blew in about 2 more feet of my on top of that with fiberglass. Would I still benefit by spraying up in my rafters? I have it looks like a two story house, but it's really just a floored area upstairs. But I benefit a lot by also going up there and spraying the bottom of the deck between the roof joists, because it does get extremely hot up there.
Yes, sir. It would actually help a lot. It would pretty much do the same thing. All we're trying to do is keep the heat from penetrating through the roof. What we'll do is go in and we'll take and spray any open to the outside and close it off. And once we do that, we have no more outside air coming in through the roof. You know, you have such things as far as your gable vents or any kind of whirlybirds or even and your soffit vents, you know, we close all that off, so we actually have no outside air coming in once we get done.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, I have party plank on the house, and the soffit is all perforated. Would you just cover that with a material or the foam?
Yes, sir. We'd block it all off from the top plate all the way to the roof deck, and once we get to that blocked off, we continue all the way up to the peak. If you also have anything on the roof as far as roof vents, we take and close everything off.
Yeah, I got a vented ridge on all three gables.
Yes, okay, sir. We'll take and block that off.
Thank y'all, man. Thank you for your help.
Yes, sir.
Keith, we appreciate your call. And Wade Cannon from Masterfoam, we appreciate you supporting free speech and talk radio here on News Talk 93.1 FM. Again, the number is 802-FOAM. If you'd like to learn more online, go to masterfoam.com. That's master-foam.com. Or call Mr. Cannon direct. Wade Cannon, ask for Wade at 802-PHONE. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thanks, Craig.
It wasn't so bad, was it?
No, it wasn't.
You did a great job.
He did.
It's 454.
Montgomery Sky Watch checking out our traffic situation as you get ready to leave work this afternoon. We see everything moving along at a normal pace other than the boulevard around Wears Ferry Road and the Atlanta Highway. There's an accident on the overpass over Wears Ferry Road, and it still looks like it's jamming up traffic there. The interstates are moving along okay. The traffic on I-85 around the interchange is starting to build up pretty quickly, so watch out as you approach there. You're probably going to have to slow down. And we do see a good bit of traffic headed out of the downtown area. Madison Avenue is crowded, especially as it meets the Atlanta Highway at Ann Street and Federal Drive, so be careful there. Haynes Ambulance Service is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance Service, serving you and those you love in Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, River Region. This is Attorney Saj Grubbs, inviting you to the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 until noon, where we will discuss life and legacies. Our first speaker, Heather Ann Grubbs, will show you how to maximize your retirement. Our second speaker, Julia Marr, she's an expert on creating positive and stress-free transitions for those that are downsizing. And of course, our third speaker is yours truly, Attorney Saj Grubbs. I'll be showing you how to protect your life savings, whether they are tied to a family business or if they're just personal. So join us at the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 a.m. until noon. To register, find the Facebook group Legacy Talk. Again, that's the Facebook group Legacy Talk. Or you can call 334-649-4911.
Do you love great barbecue and great music? Then head to the Pussycue at Wind Creek, Montgomery on Saturday, June 15th for the grand finale of the best barbecue competition around. Starting at 6 p.m., we're going to celebrate a weekend of great food with a great outdoor concert featuring 38 Special. And we'll wrap things up at B.B. King's Blues Club with a special performance by Drivin' and Cryin'. Visit PussyQ.com for details and ticket information. That's PussyQ.com, only at Wind Creek, Montgomery.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Hiring? Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/work. That's ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're right down here on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. A lot of things going on down here. First of all, on the river, we got pontoon boats that you can rent. Cruise up and down the river with your family and friends. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card, a little common sense, and we'll get everything else fixed up for you. We're also cooking up fresh seafood from the Gulf. We got fryers. We got a steamer. We got a grill. We got all kinds of different things to eat. We got shrimp from Argentina that tastes like between a shrimp and a lobster. We got those Royal Red deep water shrimp from the Gulf. Got some good fresh grilled fish over there on the grill. Some anything from amberjack, snapper, grouper, swordfish. So cooking up something good over there. Always fried snapper, fried shrimp, fried oysters. I know you're getting hungry. Cooking up a pot of gumbo. And always Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, big times. This